AP Radio News.
I'm Ross Simpson. The Washington Post and the BBC have identified Jihadi John as a London University graduate. He's the masked Islamic State militant dressed in black who stood behind Western hostages with a knife in his hand before they were beheaded. Even though the White House isn't ready to confirm the identification, spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. is making every effort to bring to justice militants who have executed American hostages.
The United States' commitment and the president's commitment to ensuring that we find and hold accountable the terrorists who are responsible for the murders of American citizens has never been stronger.
The Islamic State group has released a video of militants smashing ancient artifacts in a museum in the Iraqi city of Mosul. Islamic State militants have also seized more Christians from their homes in northeastern Syria.
Fears are mounting over the fate of the abducted Christians, with hundreds taken captive, according to human rights activists. The abductions began Monday when militants attacked a cluster of villages, sending thousands of people fleeing to safer areas. In Beirut, a Syrian refugee, Thera Jamil, said there is no one listening to the voice of the Christians. She was among about 200 who gathered in a church Thursday. One man said they were praying and fasting. Others wept. I'm Steve Coleman.
Michael Steinbach, assistant director of the FBI's counterterrorism division, told a House hearing today the Islamic State group and other terrorist organizations have become very effective at luring recruits from the U.S.
We estimate upwards of 150 Americans have traveled or attempted to travel to Syria. While this number is small in comparison to the number of European travelers, we must also consider the influence groups like ISIL have on individuals located in the United States who are inspired to commit acts of violence.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama has been marking the third anniversary of Trayvon Martin's death during African American History Month.
The president, who once said if he had a son, that son would look like Trayvon, singled out Martin's parents during a White House observance of African American History Month.
Showing all of our kids, all of them, every single day that their lives matter, that's part of our task.
He spoke a day after federal prosecutors said they won't file hate crime charges against George Zimmerman. The Neighborhood Watch volunteer was acquitted of Florida murder charges in the shooting death of the unarmed black 17-year-old in a case that sparked a national conversation about race and deadly force. Mark Smith at the White House.
In another high-profile case, attorneys at the Justice Department haven't decided about federal charges in the Ferguson, Missouri police shooting. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.